Let's go across now to Australia, where the wet weather is easing in some parts of New South Wales. Authorities there say the crisis, though, is far from over. More than 100 evacuation orders are in place across Greater Sydney, and people in another 50 areas have been put on alert. With us now, ABC reporter in Sydney, Jessica Kidd. Jessica, kia ora, thank you for being with us this morning on RNZ National. What is the picture looking like this morning, dawn breaking? And how are things shaping up?
Good morning. Yes, well, as you say, dawn's breaking here in Sydney. And in Sydney itself, the rain has eased. So we've had that deluge over the past few days. That has now, that weather system is moving north. And so in Sydney itself, the rain is easing, but there's still huge areas of the city's northwest and southwest suburbs that are still under floodwaters, and residents there are still subject to evacuation orders. So we've got 108 evacuation orders covering suburbs and communities around the Georges River, the Hawkesbury River, the Nepean River around Sydney's outskirts, and they can't return home until the State Emergency Service gives the all clear, and that's not likely to happen until those floodwaters recede. What we're seeing north of Sydney is that floodwaters in the Hawkesbury River are peaking above the levels that we saw in March this year. So we're still seeing some peaks happening, which means that these communities are still cut off, they're still isolated, and people are still displaced from their homes. But in terms of the emergency threat that we're seeing today, as I mentioned, that big east coast low weather system that has caused this flooding has actually tracked north into the state's Hunter region and the mid-north coast region. And Singleton, which is a town in the New South Wales Hunter Valley, is the focus of the emergency response today because that's the biggest concern when it comes to flooding. Now, what we're worried about in Singleton is major flooding likely to peak this afternoon with levels above what we saw in March this year. We're looking at levels above 8 metres, even approaching 9 metres. So communities there are on high alert. A number of evacuation orders have already been made, and there are evacuation warnings advising people to prepare to leave in those areas as well. So it's not over by any stretch.
Not over. And are people heeding these calls? Are they packing up and leaving?
Yes, for the most part, the State Emergency Service says that residents have been really responsive. Unfortunately, we do have flood fatigue in New South Wales. This is the third major flooding event for Sydney this year, the fourth in just over 12 months. And it's the fifth flood event for New South Wales so far this year because we had big floods in the state's north earlier in the year. So you can imagine these communities, they're resilient, but people are fatigued. They are drained physically and emotionally and financially. Yes, people are responding. They are listening to the advice, but you just have to put yourself in their shoes. This is going to be another big hit for the state.
Indeed, sure is. Thank you very much for your time. Jessica Kidd there, ABC reporter in Sydney.